the Chinese Red Cross, whom I talked to at the time, said there were closer to 3,000 who were killed, 3,000 or 4,000. I myself went to hospitals and saw bodies just stacked up in hallways. I mean, several hundred that I saw myself. Here's the great irony of the Tiananmen Square massacre. The great irony is a lot of the casualties took place outside of the square with troops trying to get in. Because a lot of the neighbors in these neighborhoods, they pulled buses and trucks and automobiles and whatever and tried to block the intersections leading into the square. So a lot of the casualties, a lot of people who were killed, were not even students. They were people outside of the square trying to protect the students, and then they were killed trying to keep the army out. I've talked to people who say it was not 3,000, it was more like 6,000 or 7,000 people who were killed, but we'll never know.
As a journalist, did you face any hurdles in telling the story? Did the Chinese government put any barriers in front of you?
They would not allow any filming in the square, and you could not, in those days, it was different. I mean, there were satellite feeds, I guess, but they weren't that great. So they couldn't really send satellite feeds out of China. That's how they clamped down. However, I was staying at the Jinghua Hotel, and the Jinghua Hotel, ever like most hotels, had kind of internet access. I had a little laptop, and I would plug it into my phone line, and then I would dial a certain number, and that number would get me to another number that I could dial again, and I'd get to Hong Kong. So I was able to file my stories through the telephone lines to Hong Kong. And this is interesting because the Chinese government could not shut down the phone lines. Had they shut down the communication lines to the outside world, they could not have communicated with their embassies or anybody else outside of China. So they did not shut down the phone lines. And I rushed back that night, you know, and it was the middle of the night. It was like 3 or 4 in the morning, and I started writing. Then I stopped writing and ran back into the square to pick up what was happening then, and there was still stuff going on. And then I finally wound up filing my story about 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning or 9 o'clock that next morning. But I wrote all night.
You wrote on your blog that for many young Chinese, the tragedy 25 years ago is ancient history. How is that possible? I mean, 25 years ago is not that long ago at all.
No. You know, it's interesting because when I was the department head of journalism at Illinois and when I was the dean, I brought a lot of students in from China, a lot of students who wanted to study journalism in the States. So I brought many students in from China. And the first thing they did when they got there was they wanted to know what happened at Tiananmen. And these were students, this isn't in 98, 99, you know, this was only 10 years or so after the event, 12 years. And so I would tell them. And then I'd actually give them copies of the stories that I'd written. And they were just appalled. They couldn't believe it. This had been so whitewashed in the schools. People talked about it, but they talked about it in whispers. Professors at universities didn't talk about it because if they did, they would go to prison, you know. So it was all talked about in a very hushed way. So, and they knew something had happened. They knew from talking to other people that something had happened. They just weren't quite sure what. And to read what I had written and to read what other journalists had written was an eye-opening thing for them. So I think the young Chinese today, the very young ones who are going through high school and getting ready to go into college and whatever, I'm sure they don't know anything about the details, but I'm sure they're hearing from people who were witnesses what had happened, but they're hearing it in a way that it's very, very quiet and it's very, very hushed, because if you start talking about this kind of thing in China, you're going to wind up in prison.